and a supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special, and we're going to speak about how to use leisure time. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Tuesday, is the 21st of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book and we listen to verse 56 of chapter Az-Zumar from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أنت تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين.
Lest a soul should say, "Oh, how great is my regret over what I neglected in regard to Allah, and that I was among the mockers."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The word hasra is employed in the sense of sorrow and grief caused by past regrettable acts. When man is raised on the day of resurrection and perceives the consequences of his transgressions of bounds, neglect, sins, underrating serious affairs, will cry out, "Woe to me." A dire sense of grief and regret wraps up his heart and expresses himself with such interjections.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
If you follow the different episode of today's special, in this week we open a nice topic that was how to use our leisure time. Many people consider weekend or holidays as their leisure or spare time. When they can stay up late, sleep in, sit back and relax, watch TV and watch movies. But a Muslim, after fulfilling his obligatory duties, he uses his spare time for beneficial and fruitful pursuits which will help him to draw closer to Allah. From the moment he wakes until he goes to sleep, this will leave him with no free time to pose a problem, whereby he feels a need to fill it with activities that will drain his energy or squander it in inappropriate ways. Leisure problems does not exist in the Islamic way of life. The one who constantly remembers Allah and worship Him cannot find any empty time that needs to be filled. He's busy remembering Allah and doing voluntary acts of worship after doing what is obligatory. He keeps himself busy learning and memorizing Quran and reciting it in worship of Allah, seeking knowledge, learning.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the Islamic principles for leisure time. Islamic teachings want humans to not lose any chance for acquiring knowledge and start new jobs one after another. To that effect, human beings are required to have plans for their life and always move toward a specific goal. So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship and to your Lord direct your longing. This is chapter 94 of the Holy Quran, verses 7-8. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْسَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. These Quranic verses remind Muslims of the fact that hardships and infelicity will follow. Therefore, human beings are required to remain studious and lose no chance for progress and excellence. That is why everyone has to finish one duty and start a new one afterwards, in order not to waste time. By managing free time for people, it would be possible to lead their beliefs, values, conducts, desires and wills towards the desired objective. In light of Islamic teachings about the significance of time and dismissal of debauchery and libertinism, it may be concluded that Islam views leisure time as an educative and moral issue, and it does by no means interpret it as the waste of time. Islam considers inclination for recreation as a natural desire, interpreting it as mubah, that is purely authorized. The Prophet ﷺ told his disciples to play and entertain yourselves, because I don't like to see any sign of violence in your religion.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
If you want to speak about benefits of leisure time, we can notice how to take mental health breaks. And that is one of the benefits. One way to take a mental health break is by getting outside for some fresh air. But if it's just for a few minutes, being in nature can help you feel more relaxed and clear-headed. If possible, try to schedule some outdoor times into your day-to-day routine. Another way to take a mental health break is by disconnecting from technology, whether it is for an hour a day or even just a few minutes. Disconnecting from your phone, computer, and other devices can help reduce stress and promote relaxation. If you can, try to find some tech-free time each day. And finally, one of the best ways to take a mental health break is by spending time with loved ones. Whether you're catching up with a friend, spending time with your family, or being around those you care about can help reduce stress and improve your mood. Volunteer. Who are they? Successful people. And now we'll look at one way successful people spend their free time. And as I told you, they volunteer. Volunteering, no matter where or how you do it, is beneficial for you and your community. Whether you're helping to clean up a highway, working in a soup kitchen, or providing mentorship to a group of young professionals, your time goes a long way toward improving the community around you. Professionals primed for success realize the importance of giving back to the community and feel happier because of it. Volunteering is also a valuable networking experience, introducing you to other people who, one way or another, can help you drive your career forward.
So it's really not guaranteed. This time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, it's not, there's no quantifiable measure that is guaranteed. And I'll give you a personal story. I had a friend, a classmate who I went to school with, who was the same age as me, who only 10 days ago was in the Kern River near Bakersfield, California. And this was a young man who was athletic. He put his feet into the river and the river took him away. It was on a Saturday. And they found his body on a Thursday. He passed away. Nobody expected it to happen. Nobody knew that it was going to happen. He was an athletic young man. It had nothing to do with his ability to swim or not swim. Because once the river takes you, that's it. The type of river that he fell into. So none of us are really guaranteed. The Quran tells us the story of the Prophet Sulaiman, a man who was a king, a man who had authority over men and jinn as well. If you read Surah Saba in the Quran, Surah Saba tells us the kind of power and the kind of authority that the Prophet Sulaiman had. But when he died, he was leaning over on his staff. He was overlooking his armies of men and jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتَ مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهِ. That when we decreed, قَضَيْنَا, when we decreed his doom, his imminent doom, there was nothing that could save him. And there was nothing that was an indicator to the armies of jinn that were working for him, except for the fact that a termite began to eat away at his wooden staff, and finally after a few days, he came crashing down like a tree, the way a tree comes down. You know, when they call out timber in the forest and it falls down? This was Sulaiman, the king of kings. So nothing hastens it, and nothing delays it. Nothing that's within your control. When your time has come.
I was so far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and
dear friends, dear believers, we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please send your comments and suggestions. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Salam, dear friends, and let us ponder on a saying of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, regarding the coming of the Redeemer of mankind, his 12th infallible heir, who will establish the global government of peace and justice. Mahdi will be descended from me. He will be a man with an open countenance and a face with a high nose. He will fill the earth with equity and with justice, just as it has been filled with tyranny and oppression.
Thank you. take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the characteristics of the pious and the God-wary, the muttaqin. It has been narrated that a companion of the commander of the faithful, whose name was Hammam and was a devoted worshipper, had said the following to him, "O commander of the faithful, describe to me the God-wary in such a way as though I was to see him, as though I was to see them." So he, alayhi salam, praised Allah and extolled him and praised the Prophet and then said, "The God-wary in this world are the people of virtue. Their speech is to the point, their dress is moderate, and their gait is humble. When they keep their eyes closed to what Allah has made unlawful for them, and they put their ears to that knowledge which is beneficial to them, they remain in times of trials as they have been in times of comfort. If there had not been a fixed periods of life ordained for each, their spirits would not have remained in their bodies even for the twinkling of an eye, because of their eagerness for the reward and fear of chastisement. The sign of any one of them is that you will see that he has strength in religion, prudence along with leniency, faith with conviction, eagerness in seeking knowledge with forbearance, moderation in wealth, devotion in worship, gracefulness in neediness, endurance in hardship, desire for the lawful, pleasure in guidance, and hatred of greed. He performs virtuous deeds, but still feels afraid. In the evening, he is anxious to offer thanks to Allah. In the morning, his anxiety is to remember Allah. He passes the night in fear and rises in the morning in joy. Fear lest night is passed in forgetfulness, and joy over the favor and mercy received by him. If his self refuses to endure a thing, which it does not like, he does not grant its request towards what it likes. The coolness of his eye lies in what is to last forever, while from the things of this world that will not last he keeps aloof. He transfuses knowledge with forbearance and speech with action. You will see his hopes simple, his shortcomings few, his heart fearing, his spirit contented, his meal small and simple, his religion safe, his desires dead, and his anger suppressed. Good alone is expected from him. Evil from him is not to be feared. These were the many beautiful virtues and characteristics of the God-fearing, in the words of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here once again on Hadith of the Day. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Fawad Haider. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Everyone is fine? Fawad?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So, welcome, brothers. So today, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 26 of Surah Ali Imran on page 20. On page 53, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 53. So, brothers and sisters, I really recommend you, if you have your Quran with you, please turn to page 53, ayah 26 of Surah Ali Imran. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ till the end. Okay? We will have a short explanation, and after that, we'll start our tajweed class, inshallah. We'll practice the ayah with important tajweed rules. So, everybody, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah first. Then we'll come again and continue our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Superb. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Nice. I will read and recite this ayah. Make sure, inshallah, you listen carefully and repeat. Brothers and sisters, if you hear us, please stay with us till the end of this session and listen to the recitation and practice, inshallah. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let me read once. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. We have تشاء a lot, okay? Which means Allah wills, if whoever He wills. بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Are you ready to recite?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء.
قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء.
وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء.
بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير.
بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Say, O Allah, مالك الملك, master of all sovereignty. So, master of all power, master of all governance, okay? تؤتي الملك من تشاء. You give power, you give governance to whomever you wish. And you get it, you strip it, okay? This governance, this power from whoever you wish. From whomever you wish. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. And you make mighty, you make powerful whomever you wish. And you abase abase whomever you wish. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. All good is in your hand. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And indeed you have power over all things. Yes, Fawad? So, this ayah talks about important points. Inshallah, we'll mention some of them. Allah is the all-powerful, right? One of the attributes of Allah Almighty is Malik al-Mulk, Malik. He is the owner. He is the owner of every single thing. He is the owner of the all-power. So, one of the attributes of Allah Almighty in Tawheed is?
Malikiyya.
Malik in Tawheed of Malikiyya, in Tawheed and ownership, okay? Oneness in oneness of Allah Almighty. We have oneness in ownership also. So He is the only one who owns everything. And also we have some of the attributes of Allah Almighty in Tawheed in attribute. We have Qadir. Allah is Qadir. Yes, Allah has the all power. So whomever He wants to give power to, He will. All right, but it's not only about. It's when we say He wishes. Whomever, it means based on his wisdom. based on his hikmah, based on some reasons, okay? He doesn't give just without any reason, give power to everyone, okay? And people will say, why you didn't give me? Why did you give him power? Why you didn't give me power? Okay? So everything Allah Almighty does is based on hikmah. We should not forget this. Okay? We should not forget this. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ Allah Almighty makes someone powerful in the community, give someone position in the community. It's just because of some reasons. Okay? Maybe the reasons are good, because of something good he has done, or because of just a test, an exam, a test for him. Okay? He gives position to someone. Okay? He makes someone, for example, he is just a normal teacher. Okay? He is like promoted to a higher position. He becomes like the principal. He becomes the manager. Okay? Sometimes it is because of he really deserves. Sometimes because Allah Almighty wants to test him. Is he really hardworking? Does he really deserve this or no? Allah Almighty knows. Just Allah Almighty wants him to understand himself. Alright? So, these are these things. Sometimes Allah Almighty gives us tawfiq to do something. Also, don't forget that it's just a test for you also, okay? Be careful to use the best advantages, okay? Of this time that you have, the tawfiq that you have.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So guys, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to learn more about. Okay, we couldn't explain more because we don't have much time. So, the very important tajweed rules. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ قُلْ اللَّهُمَّ It's like this. Qul ends with lam, which with sukun. Qul Allahumma, okay? Qul Allahumma. You put a kasra on lam and read because there are two sakin letters, right?
Yes.
Hamzatul Wasl is, of course, sakin.
Yeah.
Next letter is lam. Lam is also sakin. So Qul Allahumma, two sakin letters meeting, okay? You have to put a kasra on the first one. Read. Qul Allahumma. And the word Allah, because of this, you pronounce the word Allahumma with a light sound. Allahumma. Qul Allahumma. You have a kasra, right? If you didn't have the word qul, you would recite the word Allah, Allahumma. But you have this now. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ It doesn't have very difficult tajweed rules. مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ تِي الْمُلْكَ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ Just skip that mat sound. I'll also skip Hamzatul Wasl. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ Not تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ Not longer sound, short one. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ And, let me tell you. تَشَاءَ مَنْ تَشَاءَ Right? مَنْ تَشَاءَ Nun ساكن plus ta.
إِخْفَى
All the words here. مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءَ إِخْفَى وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ One, إِخْفَارُ Hide the sound of nun in all of them. Okay, produce a nasal sound, two counts. So, that's it. And also, تَشَاءَ The mad. Is that wajib or jais?
It's wajib.
It's wajib because Hamza and Alif mad. تَشَاءَ Alif mad and Hamza are in the same word. So, all the تَشَاءَ word we have, all the word here we have. تَشَاءَ, تَشَاءَ, تَشَاءَ. Four, I think we have, yes?
Yes.
Four, تَشَاءَ. So, all the mad are wajib. They are the same. مِمَّن تَشَاءَ مَن تَشَاءَ Stretch the sound for six counts. Alright?
Yes.
That's it. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ نُن ساكن plus زَا
إِخْفَى
Yeah, إِخْفَى وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ ذَال Pronounce it correctly. مَن تَشَاءَ صَلَى tells you it's better to continue. You can stop also. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ خَيْرُ You can stop here also, but Salah tells it's better to continue. إِنَّكَ نُون مُشَدَّد Produce a nasal sound or غُنَّ sound.
Yes.
That's all. And two counts also. عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ كل شيء تنوين plus قاف
إخفاء
إخفاء but إخفاء with a heavy letter كل شيء produce the إخفاء sound okay as if the listener understands there is قاف كل شيء قدير alright
yes.
قدير را has a light sound that's all we mentioned alhamdulillah the important tajweed rules they were very easy yes تشاء two rules إخفاء and مد واجب so in four other examples we have this so thank you so much brothers and sisters for being with us in this Quranic session we really recommend you if you want to learn Quran with tajweed rules inshallah to recite it well and correctly please stay with IRB English Radio and thank you so much we really recommend you stay so we'll see you in the coming session thanks to IRB English Radio thanks to several international schools for cooperation Hassan Hussein Fawad Ali Nasir if there is no question No question?
No.
Thank you so much, brothers, for being with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us,
We were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me for your love. Regarding this love and the different aspects of it, we have come to discuss throughout different episodes different effects of this love and, of course, different levels of love that we have in this world. What we see in the supplications of the infallibles are showing us that there are truly higher and most sincere forms of love that we have never imagined. In the supplication of Abu Hamza al-Thumali, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says, "And O my master, I seek refuge with your grace, and I escape from you to you." In another place, Imam alayhi salam says, "To whom shall a servant go beside his master? And with whom other than his creator shall a creature take refuge?" This kind of seeking shelter and refuge is only because of the love the creator has set in the creature. Escaping from Allah to Allah is among those subtle meanings and concepts in the relation of a servant with Allah, as the sensation described by Imam Ali alayhi salam in the relation of a servant with Allah is among the most subtle and sincere forms of love and hope in the hearts of the lovers. When we, in the previous episode, mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam is the one who says in the supplication of Kumail that, "O Allah, even if you were to punish me, even if you were to do so and so to me, I would not stop loving you. I would not stop calling out to you, O my master," etc. Now, this is something that needs to be elaborated on. What is worthy of note here is that in this phrase of supplication, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Glory be to you, O Allah, and yours is the praise," you can hear from the fire the voice of the slave imprisoned in it because of his disobedience, suffering the pangs of its torments. And Imam continues, "But at the same time he said, 'Far be it from you, this is not what we have expected of you.'" This is not a poetic language. Imam Ali alayhi salam is not employing this kind of language, because the sensation described by Imam Ali alayhi salam in the relation of a servant with Allah is among the most subtle and sincere of the feelings of love and hope in the hearts of the lovers. This is exactly what we see in this part of the great whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya as well. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به من معصيتك. O God, I had no strength to control myself from your disobedience except when you awakened me for your love.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams, And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So as we see, the infallible imams are truly sincere in expressing before Allah their feelings and sensations. And it is for this very reason that immediately after bringing in the concept of servant's call for help in his Lord, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the supplication of Arafah, follows it with that of Allah's help to his servant. It is exactly the reason why the name of Mahabba and love of the Almighty Allah is mentioned right after desist from disobedience of the Almighty Allah is mentioned. So, based on what we know of Allah's mercy and grace, it is not possible for Him to disappoint a sincere and pure feeling of love and hope of the servant, rejecting His love. So it is impossible to imagine that the Almighty Allah would reject the love of the servant in him, because Imam Ali alayhi salam is the one who says in the supplication of Kumail, how could he remain in the punishment while he has hope for your previous clemency? Now, the thing that we can conclude in this episode is that the true kind of love, at the same time that it cannot part its ways with action and amal, at the same time, it has to accompany an amount of hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah, in the mercy of the Creator, which is the absolute cause. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about this topic. Why no woman was selected as a prophet or imam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we are talking about, selection of a woman as a prophet, first of all, it's helpful if we distinguish between two terms. We have two different terms regarding prophethood. One of them is Nabi, and the other is Rasul. Maybe some people translate Nabi as prophet and Rasul as messenger. So the point is that every Rasul is a Nabi, every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger, meaning that it was only the duty of some of the prophets to preach the religion. And for some prophets, they were only receiving some revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were only Nabi receiving the revelation. But maybe they did not have the responsibility for preaching among all people around them. They were, those who have this responsibility are called Rasul. I'm not trying to say that this is the only difference. This is one of the differences which are given by some scholars between Nabi and Rasul. So with that, I would come to another point regarding Nubuwa. There is another technical term. We have Nubuwa Inba'i and Nubuwa Tashri'i. Yes. Nubuwa Inba'i means just receive revelation and inspiration from God. But Nubuwa Tashri'i means that no, it's not only about receiving. You receive some laws from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding Sharia and legislation, and then you will preach and tell the people about all these laws. Now the question is that, is it possible for a woman to receive revelation from God or inspiration? The answer is positive. And the Quran is very explicitly in saying that.
Even the concept of wahy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Some women, they received wahy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the story of the mother of Moses alayhi salam. It's very clear from
you
the Quran.
Yuqabat.
According to some books. Her name is Yuqabat. So she received some revelations, or if you may call it inspiration, it doesn't make any difference. And more important than her is Lady Maryam salamullahi alayha. According to many verses, he received some inspirations and revelations. And more important than all, Lady Zahra salamullahi alayha. According to many narrations, especially after the demise of the Prophet, Jibreel used to descend to her, and the book Mus'haf Fatima is what Jibreel dictated, revealed to Lady Salamullahi alayha, and Imam alayhi salam wrote it down after it was dictated by Lady Zahra Salamullahi alayha. So the point is that it is possible for some women to receive revelation. Does it mean that we can call them prophet? The point is that they just receive the revelation which is only inba'i and not tashri'i. So technically they are not prophet or messengers. But if you want to claim that